Well, if you're a basketball fan, we've been actually starved for basketball in the summer here ever since the Pro-Am League went away. Austin, do you remember the Pro-Am League in Greentree here?
I don't.
It was tremendous. All the like college teams would play in it, you know, so you go over there, you watch Pitt play against West Virginia guys and, you know, Robert Morris. And, you know, there'd be other teams that would have guys that were from Pittsburgh but playing, you know, like Jeter played at Nebraska, stuff like that. It was tremendous basketball.
The only basketball in the summer before last year's TBT that Pitt played in that I recall is the Big Three.
Right.
Ice Cube.
Well, we also have the basketball tournament, TBT, coming up. And it's actually going to be hosted here at the Peterson Event Center in a couple of weeks. And joining me now, former Pitt Panther, Gilbert Brown. And obviously, he is involved in the TBT, but I just learned that you're not playing. You're actually just organizing the team.
Correct. I'm not playing this year. I'm not. You know, I hand that torch over to the young guys. So it's been something I've been working on, organizing the team and trying to bring it to Pittsburgh. And I'm actually going to coach it this year.
Okay. Well, I think that's an admirable thing. I mean, but if I'm not mistaken, your last year was 2011. So, I mean, you're only about 35, 36, right? How old are you?
36. That's right. I am 36. And I remember that summer league that you were talking about there. I feel like it started when I was a freshman.
Right. And it was great, wasn't it? It was like every you know, I think it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Guy, you know, people could go over there and if you remember back when you were playing, Gilbert, you couldn't get a ticket to the Pete.
I know. You couldn't. So the summer league was like great for fans that, you know, couldn't occasionally attend games, and you would get great games against guys from West Virginia, Duquesne, Robert Morris, and then of course the Pittsburgh guys that came home.
Right. Right, that's what was always fun, you know, watching those games, because for a lot of people that couldn't get a ticket to see you guys, they could at least see you guys in the summer. So, you know, this is after the fact, but this TBT is sort of a chance now for them to come see the guys as well, right?
Correct. You know, we got a really good roster, a lot of former players playing that are playing professionally at a high level, so I think it's going to be great. It's going to be exciting. And we have the old Big East matchups, too.
Right. So let's start with who's playing. I mean, you're obviously coaching, so you kind of, I'm assuming, know your roster. So give us, you know, some of the guys that are playing that people are going to be real familiar with.
Oh, yeah. Correct. We have some good guys playing, younger guys like Nike Sabande and, of course, Nelly Cummins, who were a part of that NCAA tournament team a couple years back. Ryan Luther, Michael Young, and Jamel Artis, who are, you know, great players in their own right at Pitt. Lamar Patterson coming back. Also, as well as another Pittsburgh local kid that went to Shippensburg who's playing amazing overseas, named Dustin Sleva. And then the big fella, DeJuan Blair, decided to lace him up again one time forever.
So he's about your age, isn't he?
Yeah, DeJuan's a little younger than me. He's about a year younger than me, a year or two.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, you get the big fella out there, you know, get to play basketball like you guys played back in the old days, right?
That's right. We need a bruiser in there and a guy with some, you know, experience and savvy to him, and that's the one.
The other teams coming, I know West Virginia and Penn State are coming. Are there some other teams that people are familiar with that are coming?
UConn is coming. It's coming as well. Also, there's a Philly Pro-Am team with a lot of guys from Temple and LaSalle in the Philly area, and then a couple other teams that were put together. Unfortunately, Syracuse wasn't able to participate this year. That would have probably made it even more exciting, but a couple other good teams that have been staples in TBT for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty cool if you think about it. I think it would be tremendous since Blair is playing. Is the Beat playing?
I don't know if the Beat wants to play if he's playing.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that would be, you know, if he's playing, that would be, that's obviously one of the matchups that, you know, stands out from when you guys really had it rolling was when you played UConn. And, of course, the iconic moment, you know, that everyone remembers is DeJuan Blair basically body slamming the Beat or whatever over his shoulder.
Yeah. I know that was an iconic moment. He had a huge game. I think he finished with like 22 and 23. That was a moment in Pitt history in 2008, 2009 that, you know, I think sticks in everybody's mind.
Yeah, that was. I mean, you guys had, obviously back then, you guys had a great run. You know, Jamie really had that thing going. I'm assuming you've kept in touch or a little bit with what's going on with the current program. It feels like Jeff Capel is getting it back to where it was.
No, definitely. This being my fourth year on staff with Capel in Pittsburgh, it's been kind of reviving, like just in these last couple of years, how everything has turned around in these last 2 years. So, like, I just think the culture of the program, the players that we have, and, you know, my expectations are, you know, extremely high for the guys because I really believe in them.
Right. I mean, I think, like I said, he's recruited well. It's always good when you have a guy go in the lottery, isn't it?
Always good. Always good publicity when you got a guy going in the lottery.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We talk a lot about, you know, culture and all that stuff, but the greatest advertisement you can have for your program is seeing one of your players stand up there at the podium with the NBA commissioner.
I can't agree with you more, you know. And when you have that, it just it's a great look for the program. And with the program headed in the direction, having winning seasons these last couple of years, it's only positive.
You know, it's amazing when you played Gilbert. You guys were a Big East team, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, there's many of us who lament the fact that you're not. That Pitt no longer is in the Big East. Of course, a number of those teams have come with you, but there was just something about playing Villanova and Connecticut and Seton Hall and St. John's, and you know, you have Syracuse in the ACC. But not only is Pitt in the ACC now, the ACC has gone through like three, you know, changes, including this latest one. I mean, could you imagine if you were playing league games against Stanford and Cal?
I couldn't. I really couldn't. Having to fly out west or play against Stanford and Cal, it would have been different back then because everything was so regional, you know. But with the change in college athletics, this is the reality that we're in. But, you know, it's different, and it's going to bring about new experiences, especially for us as college fans and as coaches and players.
Well, so give me some of the details of this TBT tournament. I mean, is it like a $2 million prize or something to the winner?
It's a $1 million prize for the winner. Winner takes all. You lose, you go home. Guys, there's a lot of alumni teams from former university and then overseas guys that have put together teams as well. So, you know, that's basically the makeup of the tournament. It's going to be a lot of excitement. It'll be on Fox Sports this year. It just recently changed. They have a new TV deal with them. So, you know, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I was looking at former champions. Really, the overseas elite, I'm assuming that's a collection of, like, pro players that play overseas. They've won a bunch. Boeheim's Army won one. Do you think that you've got a team this year that has a chance maybe to make a run?
No, I definitely do, especially with our younger guys playing and our guys that are veterans overseas that are coming back to play on the team. I feel really, really confident about this team's ability. We have really, really good guard play. We have length. We have size. We have athleticism and shot making. So, you know, with all of these different tools that each player brings, I think we'll be able to really compete at a high level and make a run for it.
Yeah. So do you guys have like 3 weeks or 4 weeks of practice to get ready for it? Or
I know guys are training currently right now, and we'll probably meet here probably a week before and try to get a couple practices in, get a couple scrimmage games in, and, you know, prepare for the tournament.
Yep. So you get in, and then so the tournament is what? It's July 23rd, I think I read.
So the first game will be July 20th.
Okay.
At the Peterson Center at 8 p.m. We have the prime or the late night game, and then from that it will move on to July 22nd and July 24th.
Okay. So three, basically over a 3 or 4 day period there, you guys will be on display. And hopefully you win, and that's the regional, right? If you get out of that, then you go. Where is like the championship?
In Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
The semifinals and the finals will be in Philadelphia.
Well, that's good. So you wouldn't have to travel that far.
No, we can keep it all in PA.
No, that's good. So now these teams, I mean, obviously there's a little travel involved in that. I mean, do you guys have some sponsors, or you know, how are you guys able to do that?
Fortunately, you know, GBU Life and UPMC have stepped up and sponsored us and helped us get this thing together.
Okay, good. And then of course the most important thing is, where can people get tickets for this event?
So the tickets are online. You can go to the website TBT Tournament to purchase tickets, as well as different links that I know that the university and everybody are putting out through social platforms as well.
Okay, well that's good. I mean, like I said, hopefully there's a nice the big crowds for you guys that. And hopefully for your guys get ready in these next few weeks and you're ready to roll. And it would be really fun if you got to beat Penn State and West Virginia in the same tournament.
That would be amazing.
Right.
You know, I think there's nothing like beating West Virginia.
Right. I mean, it's all foggy to me. So were you on the court for the Ronald Ramon shot?
Yes, I was.
I was a
freshman.
Yes, you were. That was your first year, but
yep.
That Ronald Ramon shot is one of the great moments at that Peterson Event Center, isn't it?
One of the great moments. I mean, just when you think about, I think the two moments in my Pitt career that stick out to me both are Virginia games, and Ronald Ramon is the first one, and that shot was amazing. Then the triple overtime game.
Right. No, that was incredible. That was an incredible night, and of course, it made it all better that you guys beat West Virginia.
Yep.
You know, for sure. Well, I mean, Gilbert, thank you so much for joining us and jumping on, and you know, hopefully, like I said, we get a big crowd for that, and you guys are able to win three games and get to Philadelphia.
Yep, that's the goal.
All right,
thanks
man.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks, man. That's Gilbert Brown from Pitt, played at Pitt. He's the general manager coach of the Pitt team in the TBT tournament. Austin, if you're in town, are you likely to go to those games?
I'm likely to go, and there's a possibility that I might be covering it.
Oh, that would be really
cool. We'll see if that becomes a possibility.
I think those games are tremendous. I mean, it started back, I'll tell you, we used to have in this town the Connie Hawkins League, right?
I've heard all about it.
Oh, my God. And you would go over there on any night. It was like Monday through Wednesday or Monday through Thursday, but there was usually two games or three games, whatever. And it was over there in East Liberty. It was a who's who of the best basketball players in this area in Western PA. There was even, you know, there were times like guys like Jason Williams, you know, White Chocolate would come and play. There were just guys who could play every single night. And then, of course, the Pro-Am started. And the Pro-Am was tremendous if you like that kind of basketball.
Yeah.
If you like, you know. And then, of course, that went away. So this is the best we have. You're having a problem with your mic.
Yeah, it won't stay. Like, it just continues to just pop up every single time that you move it down. So I don't know if we can find someone to get on that or not, but I know Donnie's had the same issues as well.